Welcome, Mr. Rajhi. Thank you for being with us. Will you please start by sharing any personal information and details about yourself and your life? Answer, such as what exactly? Question, you may start by stating your full name, your home country, your birth, and any other personal details you wish to mention. Answer, my name is Ahmed Al-Rajhi. I am from what is now called Saudi Arabia, which is originally the Arabian Peninsula, and I currently live here in America. Question, since when have you been living here? Answer, I have been living here for 22 years. The reason behind my coming to America was that I wanted to provide good education to my children. Question, where do you currently reside and where have you been living before? I was in Virginia, then I moved to Orlando. Then I moved to this city because of the university where my sons study. Thanks to God. Question, can you share with us some details about your own education? Answer, in our days, the maximum education you can reach was high school, and that was the highest education I had. Question, where did you have your high school education? Answer, it was in Al-Taif in a school called Thaqif. Question, do you remember what year you finished your high school education? Answer, unfortunately, I don't remember what year exactly. I don't even know what the exact year I was born. Question, do you know what year you first arrived in America? Answer, I started coming to America a long time ago. Question, and what year you came here to completely and finally get settled? Answer, it's about 25 years ago. Question, Mr. Rajhi, the purpose of this interview is to create a personal documentation for the Arabs who get settled here in Florida. How do you see the Arab community and its role here in Florida? Do you see it as an integrated community with other societies? Do you see any cultural, social, economic role that the Arab community may be playing like other communities? Answer, my contact with the Arab community is very limited and rare. There are no cultural or economic links that tie me with them. You may call it a kind of limited friendship. All that I care about here is the education of my children. Education in all Arab countries is the worst. I seek a good future for my children. Thanks to God, I found it here. Question. You had your high school education in Saudi Arabia. Why do you think education in the Arab countries is the worst? Answer. You know how education in our countries goes. It is an old fashioned and following the old Egyptian curriculum, which is now totally obsolete. It is a kind of education that is out of touch and doesn't cope with the present time needs. Question, is this the reason? answer? Of course it is a reason. If you take a look around, you'll find most of the Arab and the Gulf countries dispatch students to study here. Why do they do that if they have good education and good culture back home? What does it mean to focus on studying about the Saudi family or your numeri? These are things that are long gone. It's a kind of education that is used to justify things that have no value. Here, I give my children a chance to be cultured according to community they are part of. Question. I know that your son Ali is a PhD student. Your other son Mansour also had his education here. And your third son Ibrahim and also Khalid and the girls. Do you have any role in directing them to choose a specific field of study, or is it completely up to them? Answer: No. I am totally against dictating my children to join specific field of study. Not like what we have back home, that everyone wants his child to become a doctor. If another person had his son became a doctor, I, on the contrary, give them their freedom to choose. This is their future, and they have to choose the path that makes them get there. My role is to put them on the right track. Besides it, I leave them to learn from another important school, which is life. They have to learn some life lessons. They have to learn the value of money. They have to learn how to communicate and get integrated with other communities. This will teach them the meaning of life and how to live it. We are students in this great school and will remain students there until we die. Graduation from this school means death. All in all, I don't choose for my children. They choose what they want to do. Question. Do they consult with you about their choices? Answer. They may come and ask me, but I always tell them it is not my business. It is yours. You may do it if you like it. Otherwise, find something else. I don't impose anything on them. Sometimes they may come and tell me this and that about the Pakistani Muslim Brotherhood, or I personally know many fathers who impose on their children to become a doctor or this or that, which lead in many cases to falsification of certificates. I am not like that, and I don't have these things. I just tell them to keep themselves on the right track because it is their future, not mine. You know, such ills exist in our communities. Question. It is known that the Raji family is a big business family and has proven to be effective in the field of financial and business sectors. Do you work in the business field? I was created to be in the business field. I was a soldier first and served in the Air Force. Then I left it and I started my business. The business field gave me the opportunity to get in touch with foreigners such as Americans, Swedish, Koreans, and many other nationalities. I found communities that greatly differ from ours, and life that is totally different from ours. I entered the world of business, but I have also been aware that one day your fortune will decrease, and it is not wise to build my future and my children's future on a soft base. This is because the material fortune is not sustainable. It comes and goes. This is why I took the decision of coming here and not to continue living there to make my fortune bigger. For that reason, I brought my children here to secure a good future for them. I wanted them to grow up as a new generation, not a backward one living in a backward society. It is unfortunate that almost all of the Arab societies are backward, about 99.9% of them, just like the percentage of any elections there. I don't want to bring up people like that. Some people may criticize me for bringing up my children in what that makes them unable to speak the language of Quran. I don't care. They understand the Quran, and they understand the religion, and they know that God is one. That's it. They understand the religion. Thanks be to God. My children are religious. They don't smoke or use drugs. They don't follow the unlawful. Thanks to God. Question. Going back to the business field. Question interrupted. I work in the real estate field here. I did some investment in this field. Now, after my children grew up, I decided to stop working and go back to the country to live my last days there. Question. By the country, you mean Saudi Arabia? Yes. Answer. Yes. It is better to go and see my family and relatives. Nobody is certain about life and death, so it might be good to go for some time. What's important is that I have completed my mission, and thanks be to God for that. Question. Let me ask you, Mr. Rajahi. Question interrupted. Answer. Please don't call me Mr. Rajahi. You may call me Abu Ali or just Ahmed Rajahi. Question. Good. Mr. Abu Ali, my question is that if your children, Ali, Mansour, Ibrahim, Khalid, and the girls decided to go back to Saudi Arabia to live and work there, what would your reaction be? Answer. This goes back to them, not to me. They are old enough to know what is right and what's wrong. In fact, I told them to go and try. Question. Do you think it will be a good experience for them? Answer. I have no idea. They should try and find out for themselves. Everyone should try for himself. It is not me anymore who tells them what is right and what's wrong. They should try and figure out if they will like it or not. Question. Related to this issue is the subject of your children's private lives. Ali is here with us. In a short period of time, they will start thinking to build their own family lives, getting married, and things of the like. Do you think, from an Arabic perspective, it might be better for them to start their family life in Saudi Arabia? Or here in America? answer this goes back to them. It is not me who will get married, it is them. They are the ones who will choose for their life. They will have to choose with whom they will be living. Question. But we as parents give advice to our children. Answer. I don't. They should advise themselves. They are from a different generation and they have their own way of thinking. I don't advocate bringing my inherited myth and ill beliefs and impose them on my children. I leave everyone to live according to his environment. I am not ready to fill their minds with how things looked like in the past. I want them to experience life in their own way and live. And life is a process of experiences. I don't care if one of them chooses to get married to an American or a Jewish. This is their own life. Do you understand what I mean? Question. I just wanted to know your position as an Arab father, because I know that some Arab fathers are very strict when it comes to these issues. Answer. No. I don't like to interfere in such matters. Ali is here, present with us, and he knows I never interfere. Ali comments, it is just for advice. Mr. Wright, he continues, they come and ask me. I say my opinion and tell them either take it or leave it. Take it, but if you don't like it, throw it away. I don't get mad or upset. It is their choice. We are a generation that has its own way of thinking. The way you think is different from the way your son thinks. Your son looks at life differently from the way you do. Your wife looks at life differently. Everyone has his own way of thinking. This makes it hard to impose your opinion on others. Question. Mr. Abu Ali, you mentioned that you traveled to many places outside Saudi Arabia. Would you please tell us where did you go and what countries have you visited? Answer. I went to many places. I went to the Far East, I visited Singapore, Thailand, Bangkok, India, and Pakistan. I traveled all over Europe. Question, what countries in Europe? Answer, I went to Sweden, England, Paris, France, all these places. Question, were they short visits or did you stay for a longer period? Answer, some of them were just short visits and others are for longer periods. I lived in Italy for 5 years. I was in Rome for 5 years. Question, do you speak Italian? Answer, yes, I do speak Italian. I also lived for a long time in Greece. Question, for how long did you live in Greece? Answer, you may say I liked the country, so my visits were to live there for some time. I didn't live in Athens, I lived in Thessalonica. Question, for how long did you live in Greece? Answer, most of my visits were just passing by Thessalonica. I had a girlfriend there that I used to stay with. I felt very comfortable there. Question, do you speak Greek? Answer, a little bit, but I speak Italian more because I lived in Italy longer. question. Were these trips and traveling for business purposes or just for visiting? Answer. Some were for business. Others were for private personal issues such as seeking medical treatment, like the one when I had a surgery in Italy. I also worked in the attaché office with my brother. Question. Did you travel in the Arab countries? Answer. I traveled a lot in the Arab countries. I have been to Beirut and Egypt. However, it is very unfortunate. I found that it is unwise to visit Arab countries because of the bad and provocative treatment. I don't like it. The best was Beirut in the old days. Question. You mean the days of Alhambra Street? Answer. We used to have a house in Shibaniya before the civil war broke out. These were the days of Alhambra Street and the White Horse. These were the youth days and I had to enjoy them. I always insisted on enjoying my time. I experienced love with all ethnicities. Question. You mentioned earlier that you may be planning to go back to Saudi Arabia. Answer. I am planning to go back to visit my family. I'm longing to see my brothers and sisters and their children. Question. How often do you get in touch with them? Answer. I always contact them. I talk to them and they talk to me. They sometimes come to visit me here. Thanks to God for that. Question. I also want to ask you, Mr. Abu Ali Al-Rajhi. You as a Saudi Muslim citizen, what do you think you may have offered to the American society? Answer. God bless this country. In fact, I am proud of what this country has offered me and my children that we would have not been able to get from all our countries. They gave us things that couldn't be easily given to non-citizens. You know that people are not always the same. You may find those who may be good and those who may be bad. You can't generalize based on one sample. Question. What I mean is that America is a product of a blend of cultures. My question is that, do you feel that the Arab and Muslim community may have offered any contribution to America? Answer. No, they did not offer anything. They only attempt to spread their backwardness and to make the world take the same path they are taking. Question. Then do you think that the general opinion that most of the Americans have towards the Arabs and Muslims is correct and justified? I think it is correct and justified. Americans want peace, while nobody there wants peace. I also read and came across things they do there that appear to be very weird. I think they, Arabs and Muslims, have to get rid of all the ill imaginations of their brain and also of those who controlling the Arab countries, such as the Muslim Brotherhood, who keep legalizing, profiting, killing, criminalizing others as they want. This is too much. Islam has become like a comedy. Question. But Mr. Abu Ali, now there seems to be an awakening movement in the Arab countries. I don't know if you are following the news of what is going on there, such as the movement in Egypt. Answer: I am not following the news closely. I didn't know about the situation in Egypt until this past Friday, when I came to pick my wife. I asked them what is going on, and they mentioned Egypt and Tunisia. This is an Arab habit. I truly hope that there will be democracy. We want true democracy. It is true that we don't want democracy to be only superficial and a lie. Question: is this possible, to have true democracy in the Arab countries? Answer: I don't know. Question: but you have been living in America and in Italy. Answer: I personally don't think it is possible. There is no foundation. Question: why do you think that is the case? Answer: because everyone wants to rob the others. We don't have in Arab countries a middle area. It is either up or down. Question: for a person like you, who have been brought up in Saudi Arabia, worked for the Saudi Air Force, as you have mentioned minutes ago, and have long life experience either in Saudi Arabia or abroad, how do you think the situation in Saudi Arabia will look like in 50 years from now? Answer: I wish all the best for the country, and I wish all the best for the people. I wish peace, which is a more important thing. Question: my question is about your own reading of the situation there. Do you think that the situation will remain as it is after 50 years? Answer: I don't think so. With all these rising generations and emerging technologies, they have begun a new era of open-mindedness. I hope that my 6 children will contribute to the welfare of all Arabs. Question: we still have 4 minutes left, and I have a final question to ask. Considering that all your children had their education here, what do you think the most important advantages that the American school system has over the Arabic one? Answer: I have been carefully following my children throughout their elementary, middle school, and high school education, and I have been with them all the time. I visited their classrooms and witnessed the educational process on site. There is absolutely no discrimination based on who their father might be or things of the like. Mansour received an appreciation certificate from President Clinton. Khalid got one from George Bush, the father. We received a number of appreciation certificates. There is no discrimination based on this being a son of a president or another one being a son of a donkey. No private schools that are completely reserved for this or that group, similar to what we have in Saudi Arabia or like what you have in Sudan. No schools that are reserved for important people while other ordinary people go to other schools. Here, all are equal and schools are all the same. Thanks be to God. Thanks to God. Thanks to God. Their grades are always A, B, C, D, and no F's. They joined many programs, such as the NASA program and other programs that are destined to help poor people. Children development here is different from what we have there. Question: does that mean schools here are ideal? Answer: it is better than what we have by million times, millions and millions times. What is one example of a good thing that our education system provide? Nothing. We have nothing. The system you have in Sudan may be following the old Egyptian curriculum of the pre-Pharaoh period. Isn't that correct? Those who come to teach English know nothing more than this is and that is. What English language is that? And how can you understand it? Question: thanks for a very good interview. Answer: thanks to you. I am ready anytime you want me to come.